What's up, you guys? Welcome to the first season and the first episode of Real Talk with Temtem. Well, in this season, we're going to be discussing a series of life in your 20s, glowing up in your 20s, and essentially coming along with me on this journey as I grow in my 20s. And yeah, we'll explore more. So let's get into today's first episode ever. And I chose to discuss the topic of self-love and self-acceptance. And self-love plus self-acceptance equals to creating boundaries. Wait a minute. I know you're wondering, like, what does this chick mean? But like, I'm literally talking about self-love is essential and self-acceptance is essential. However, without creating boundaries, have you fully self-accepted yourself and have you fully self-loved yourself? Because if you're a people pleaser, for example, then you haven't learned to self-love and self-acceptance, because that means you create a boundary so you don't have to become that person. But on here, we're not here to judge. We're openly here to discuss. And this is something that you can listen to while in the shower, while going to work, and you can learn from. So let's get into it. So what is self-love? Self-love is essentially accepting you for who you are, and that you are flawed and that you are beautiful, and that your imperfections and your perfections make you the person you are. And self-acceptance is essentially saying, I'm okay being the way I am. You know what I'm saying? I'm okay being this cute. I'm okay being this girl. You know what I mean? Like, nobody can define you because you know who you are, essentially. So yeah, okay, I just want to share a little bit about creating boundaries and share a little bit of my own personal experience with this. Because, okay, I was a person who, past tense, thank God, who had a problem of creating boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, I tended to not say no, for example, to an invite or whatever. And I would go because I don't want to disappoint that person or whatever. But essentially, I learned in the long run, honesty is the best policy, because lying to that person is not good, because it always ends up in disaster. Trust me, like, you don't get nothing out of it, because it just works for a short time, but like long term. And we're trying to create long lasting friendships, relationships. So you gotta be honest from the get go. You know what I'm saying? So if you think like you don't like this person, tell them from a fresh start. Like, don't just go in and date the person. Don't go in and, you know what I'm saying, just learn to say no, because it's part of self-love and self-acceptance and creating boundaries, because not everybody has to be part of your circle, and you're not going to click with everybody, okay? We're going to love thy neighbor, but don't go love thy neighbor to the point where you're limiting yourself, you know what I mean? Because when you love yourself, you have room to love more people. However, it shouldn't be diminishing to you, or it shouldn't, like, you know what I mean, get you down. It should actually build, because love, it has to be multiplied, or, you know what I mean, divided, you know what I mean. Yeah. But essentially what we're talking about here is that learn to love yourself and learn to self-accept, you know, because when you have that, you can accomplish anything in life, especially in our 20s, guys. This is the time where a lot of things are thrown in our faces, a lot of things that are put in, and we have to accept. But you don't have to accept everything that's put in your face. You have to digest the information and be like, okay, does this go with what I'm for? Is this upon my values and what I believe in? Or am I just going with the trend? Am I just going with what everybody else is going with? Because when you know yourself and you have self-acceptance, you create boundaries. Even like, for example, on social media, you have a choice of who you follow. You have a choice what you choose to see on your feed. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like what you choose to put around you in your face and in your circle makes who you are. We've heard this so many times, you know, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. Show me your surroundings, you know, and I'll show you your future. It's similar quotes, but they actually mean something, because in the long term, you will see yourself somewhere. And everybody has a potential to be great. Everybody is made for something. And there's a quote that I want to end up with that I read that said, the day you were born and the day you find out your purpose is the day that you know you have lived this life. Because you understand the reason why you were born and you know what is your purpose in this life and your next life. You know, I'm a believer, so I literally believe in the afterlife, that God is coming and God is living within me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, okay? So, yeah. But everybody else's belief is different, but I know that everybody inside of them has a value and a sense of belonging, of some sort of belief, because you can't just be living. You've got to have a sense of purpose. That's how you know, it's part of self-love and self-acceptance. So yeah, thank you so much for tuning in to the Real Talk with Tam Tam. This is the first episode and the first season. And please comment if you want to share your own experiences and how do you define self-love and self-acceptance, and how have you overcome creating boundaries in your own relationships and friendships, and how do you like continue to self-love and self-acceptance, and how can you be better each day? So yeah, thank you so much. God bless and stay blessed.